Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. And we've got, it's just you and me this half hour. I've got some things I want to talk about. Specifically, this is the day that I'm going to recap my 2013 predictions. You know, I started doing this in 2001. This is the 13th year that I've been doing predictions. And so at the beginning of every year, I publish my predictions for the coming year. And that's usually a dozen or so predictions, sometimes a few more. All books always at least a dozen, sometimes 13 or 14. And so I did that again this year. But now what I do, a lot of people do predictions. There are a lot of folks out there who do predictions, but not too many people. In fact, I'm not sure I know anyone who makes predictions, who comes back and recaps what happened and gives himself a score, but I do. And so that's what I'm doing right now. So my first prediction for 2013 was that the political class, the Republicans and the Democrats, would claim fiscal cliff avoidance. If you remember, this time last year, and I made these predictions at the end of 2012, and the political class, the boys and girls in Washington, still had not resolved the fiscal cliff that they were about to send us over, and I said that they would claim avoidance. And they would, and of course, there were so many different elements to this thing, but I said they would claim that they had solved it, but it would really be more of a postponement than actual policy. And as it turned out, as you know, that's exactly what happened, because the government was shut down again for 2 weeks, the 1st of October. Now, what's happening right now, hopefully, Paul Ryan and the senator's name? I'm trying to think of her name in a minute. The two of them have gotten together and they've come up with something that might actually resemble a policy that they can go forward with that'll prevent this kind of dysfunction. Whether you like the result or not, they've actually pulled something off, I think, if we can get it passed, that looks something like policy, not just dysfunction. But regardless, they didn't do it this year, and that's what I and the government shut down again. So I'm claiming that as a plus one. My next prediction was that 2013 economy would be held back by two government created headwinds: tax increases and Obamacare. When you look at all of the higher marginal rates that were placed on people, especially upper income earners, when you look at the increase in the payroll tax that was put back on, the wasn't really an increase as much as what had been decreased was added back, but it still felt like an increase to the average consumer. Billions of dollars of money was taken out of consumers' pockets this year. And the other one, Obamacare, well, I mean, that's become what was once kind of fuzzy about whether it was going to hurt our budgets, our personal budgets, now has become pretty darn clear that Obamacare is a personal budget nightmare for millions and millions of people, and that's affecting the economy. And that's what I said, that those two things would be headwinds, and consequently, as you'll see in a minute, you'll see what has happened to the economy. So, unfortunately, I was right about that, and that's another plus one. Next prediction: small business uncertainty about investing in growth will continue for the fifth consecutive year. Well, you just heard Bill Dunkelberg in the last hour continue to talk about how the Small Business Optimism Index shows that small businesses continue to be reluctant to hire, to invest capital, or to borrow money for growth because of their uncertainty about the economy, primarily because of the policies coming out of Washington. Folks, I'm not happy about being right about these things. This is just what I saw happening, and as it turned out, that's another one that I was right about. That's another plus one. This doesn't make me happy to be right about these things. I would give anything if every one of these things, if I'd been over on every one of them. But sadly, Washington's pretty predictable. Here's another NFIB index point that I made, prediction I made. The NFIB index will continue to be at or below the unprecedented 40-year historical low of 93 points in 2013, as it was in Obama's first term. Here, let me put that in perspective. In the 40 years that Bill Duckenberg has been doing his survey, it has been below 93 points. The average score per month for that 40 years was 100. The point score during President Obama's entire presidency has been 7 points below that average and continues to be below 93 and was for the entire, on average, for the entire year of 2013. The average for the year through November, I don't have December's, of course, through November, the average index was 92.3, well below the 40-year average. That's not good, folks. That's a bad indicator. This is poor performance on the economy by the Obama administration. And sadly, I was right about that one. That's another plus one for me. One more prediction before we take a break. The unemployment rate will remain above 7%. Well, as you know, the U3, the household income index, which I think is a farce, was just above 7%. So I got that right on that one. But sadly, the real unemployment rate, in my opinion, is U6, because that includes the people who have dropped out, who are not looking anymore, but they're still unemployed. And it also includes the people who were wound up going on disability, whether they deserve to be or not. And so that's the real unemployment. And that's, we also have record labor participation, record low labor participation in America, the lowest since World War II. That's a horrible statistic. And sadly, I hit that one as well. It seems like it's not hard to predict bad numbers out of Washington these days. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. More of this after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.